proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio Bible study. In our series about the annual feasts of Israel, we turn our attention to that celebration known as the Feast of Weeks. God commanded the Jewish people in the Old Testament to observe certain days as special days or feasts. The Feast of Weeks takes place in late May or June. The celebration also bears the Hebrew name Shavuot, a term which actually means sevens or weeks. According to the 23rd chapter of the book of Leviticus, God instructed the Israelites, quote, "Ye shall count unto you from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering. Seven Sabbaths shall be complete. Even unto the morrow after the seventh Sabbath shall ye number 50 days," unquote. This directive gave the Feast of Weeks another name, namely Pentecost. The word Pentecost derived from the Greek word pente, which means 50. God required the Jews to bring him sacrificial offerings during the Feast of Weeks. The meat offering consisted of 2 wave loaves made from leavened bread, 7 lambs, 1 bullock, and 2 rams completed the required burnt offering. Each Jew also needed to present God with 1 goat and 2 lambs for a peace offering on the Feast of Weeks celebration. God designated the Feast of Weeks to be a, quote, "holy convocation," unquote. That meant that Jews were forbidden to work on that day. Moreover, according to Deuteronomy chapter 16, the Jewish people were to, quote, "rejoice before the Lord thy God, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite that is within thy gates and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place where the Lord thy God hath chosen to place his name there," unquote. Jews also regard the Feast of Weeks as commemorating the date when God gave to the Jewish people the Mosaic Law. Indeed, some Jews spend the night before Shavuot studying the Old Testament, attempting to recreate for themselves the experiences that accompanied the original atmosphere of that first Shavuot. The Feast of Weeks also corresponds with the origin of the church in the New Testament. After the Savior's resurrection, as recorded in John chapter 20, he breathed on his disciples, telling them, quote, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost," unquote. Before he returned to heaven, as described in the first chapter of Acts, Jesus Christ, quote, "commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye shall have heard of me," unquote. He was referring to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which took place in the second chapter of the book of Acts. That second chapter of Acts described the fulfillment of Jesus Christ's promise. After they met in an upper room in Jerusalem, according to Acts 2, the early Christians, quote, "were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance," unquote. This event took place on the day of known as Pentecost, the Jewish calendar date being the Feast of Weeks. The Feast of Weeks commemorated the birth of the Jewish nation. They were to become a peculiar people unto God, according to the Old Testament covenant. Shavuot also, under its name of Pentecost, Shavuot also signified the birth of the church, where the body of Christ, Christians, became a, quote, "peculiar people," unquote, under the New Testament covenant. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.